combination of chances be repeated. What utter nonsense! After all, what is there in this game of golf? You have simply got to learn to swing with a wooden club, to hit your iron shots, to putt, and to learn to judge the effect of the wind on the flight and run of your ball, and beyond that, nothing. If we accept the few objectionable tags, one cannot dignify them by the title axioms, keep the eye on the ball, never up, never in, and a match is not lost until it is won. This is the physical side of the game, the ABC. Anyone with average intelligence, provided he gives his mind to the task, and has plenty of spare time, can master this ABC in 6 months or a year. Indeed, there are hundreds of golfers who have mastered this ABC. They can drive straight and for a reasonable distance, play their iron shots crisply, pitch accurately, and putt steadily. But their handicaps are 6 or 7 simply and solely because they have not learned the mental side of golf. Their rounds are made up of perfect golf sandwiched between vile golf. Every 3 or 4 holes they have a lapse, foozle a drive, or top an iron shot, because they have lost control of their minds. Can there be any other explanation that fits the facts? I think not. As says Dr. Watts, the mind's the standard of the man. Here, let me cut my preamble short, and let us study the mind of the golfer through the medium of the short putt. First, let us ponder over the difference in mental attitude between the average golfer and the expert, and Lord, what a difference there is. Your 16 handicap man will swagger up to the ball and knock it into the hole contemptuously. The expert sidles up to his ball in the hope, I imagine, of catching it unawares, and he will take great pains over the putt. And does the expert hold a much higher percentage of short putts? I think not. Again, how easy it is to knock the ball into the hole from a yard away when one's opponent has picked up, and why the deuce can't one knock one's putt into the hole in this fashion in a medal round? Obviously, the reason why many golfers cannot be sufficiently carefully careless is because their mind needs to be trained. They insist upon realizing the difficulties when their motto ought to be, "Don't realize the difficulties, and then there won't be any." This fear of short putts ought to be classified among the numerous diseases of the brain. The fear of open spaces and the fear of crowds are both well known to the medical profession. Yard puttophobia is, I think, a suitable name for the disease. Most golfers, when they are searching for the reason or reasons for a missed yard putt, do not look beyond their nose. They do not realize that the actual cause is more often than not entirely disconnected from the actual putt. For instance, a player may be short with a putt on the 18th green, and in consequence, he may lose his match. Undoubtedly, this failure will rankle, and in his next round, which may be a week later, he will suddenly remember this putt, with the result that he will putt wildly past the hole. This is an extreme instance, although I feel certain that every golfer will remember a bad shot at a certain hole when next he plays that hole. But whether this is so or not, it is certain to my mind that any short putt is simply a link in a chain. If you have ever noticed a train starting from a station, you will have seen the chains which connect carriage with carriage gradually tighten, and you must consider a putt like these gradually tightening chains. The center link is influenced by the links in front of it, and, in turn, it influences the links behind. One incident which happened on my home course many months ago, and which has remained fresh in my memory, illustrates this point. The green, at the first hole, is guarded by a water hazard, some 6 feet in depth. I had been outdriven from the tee, but had played my second shot to within a foot of the pin. Actually, my ball appeared to be almost in the hole, or rather resting against the flag. My opponent topped his second shot, and as his ball raced along the baked fairway, I muttered to myself, "One up." But to my surprise, my opponent's ball ran through the hazard.